Rand. Oakland, California, June 12, 1901. Dear Brother Rand, I wish to know what we can expect with reference to your coming to St. Helena. I am expecting just that which was promised us when I was at Battle Creek. We need your help. We need the spiritual strength you can give us. I know what I am talking about. Unless we have decided help in the sanitarium, the institution will never accomplish the work for which it was established. When is the promise made to me to be fulfilled? Will you come and help us? It is essential that a more spiritual element be united with the sanitarium. If Dr. Sanderson could be moved to some place where he could associate with a class of helpers who would be an inspiration to him, this would be a help to him. This he greatly needs. His wife is a great drawback to him, and her frivolous influence is deleterious to the patients and to a certain class of nurses. Dr. Sanderson is a man who can be much improved, but this improvement will never take place while the condition of things in the sanitarium at St. Helena remains as it is now. It seems such a pity to see a physician, kind and well-meaning, yet with hindrances which are constantly counteracting the influences which should be brought to bear upon him. He must make progression, and this will be far better accomplished in connection with such an institution as the sanitarium in Battle Creek. The St. Helena Sanitarium needs a man of decision, a man adapted to dealing with human minds, a man of tact and skill, able to make wise decisions. We call for Dr. Rand. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three: faith, which takes hold of omnipotence and refuses to be baffled; hope, which turns the future triumphs of the good and the true into present encouragement and joy; and love, which consecrates all to God and for God. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Those now at the sanitarium in St. Helena are meeting with spiritual loss. The patients are not being benefited by the truth. Workers are needed there who will be lights for God, showing the contrast between truth and error. Those connected with this institution are to be knit together, heart to heart, in defense of the truth as it is in Jesus, that souls may be convicted and converted. There is to be an altogether different atmosphere in this institution. Practical godliness is to be carried out by physicians, nurses, and helpers. Line upon line, precept upon precept, we are to seek to save souls. Every means is to be employed whereby the truth shall be carried by the power of the Spirit to the heart and conscience.